The first reading is a reading from the second book of Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, I must boast, not that it is profitable, but I will go on to visions and revelations of the Lord. I know a man in Christ who 14 years ago, whether in the body or out of the body, I do not know, God knows, was caught up to the third heaven. And I know that this man, whether in the body or out of the body, I do not know, God knows, was caught up into paradise and heard ineffable things which no one may utter. About this man I will boast, but about myself I will not boast, except about my weaknesses. Although if I should wish to boast, I would not be foolish, for I would be telling the truth, but I refrain, so that no one may think more of me than what he sees in me or hears from me, because of the abundance of the revelations. Therefore, that I might not become too elated, a thorn in the flesh was given to me, an angel of Satan, to beat me, to keep me from being too elated. 3 times I begged the Lord about this, that it might leave me. But he said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you, for power is made perfect in weakness. I will rather boast most gladly of my weaknesses, in order that the power of Christ may dwell with me. Therefore I am content with weaknesses, with insults and hardships and persecutions and constraints, for the sake of Christ. For when I am weak, then I am strong." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Taste and see the goodness of the Lord. Taste and see the goodness of the Lord. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him and delivers them. Taste and see how good the Lord is. Blessed the man who takes refuge in him. Taste and see the goodness of the Lord. Fear the Lord, you his holy ones, for naught is lacking to those who fear him. They great grow poor and hungry, but those who seek the Lord wait for no good things. Taste and see the goodness of the Lord. Come, children, hear me, and I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Which of you desires life and takes delight in prosperous days? Taste and see the goodness of the Lord. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to his disciples, "No one can serve two masters. He will either hate one and love the other, or be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the sky. They do not sow or weep. They gather nothing into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not more important than they? Can any of you, by worrying, add a single moment to his lifespan? Why are you anxious about clothes? Learn the way of the wild flowers grow. They do not work or spin, but I tell you, not even Solomon in all his splendor is clothed like one of them. If God so clothes the grass of the field, which grows today and is thrown into the oven tomorrow, will he not much more provide for you? Oh, you of little faith. So do not worry and say, 'What are we to eat? What are we to drink? Or what are we to wear?' All these things the pagans seek. Your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given you besides. Do not worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will take care of itself. Sufficient for a day is its own evil." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And so we hear St. Paul in Corinthians talking about this thorn in the flesh. Now, too many people have taken this thorn in the flesh to be the weakness of sin. But in no way is he talking about sin. He's talking about the weaknesses of being persecuted, of being tired, of struggling every day, all these type things. He's not talking about sin that we shouldn't deal, you know, and say, "Oh, I'm just weak." Uh-uh. That's not what he's talking about. He's talking about our weakness. And what this does is it puts everything onto God. So I can't do everything in myself, but God can. And that goes right in hand with the gospel. when the gospel comes and says, do not worry, God knows your needs. So if you focus on yourself and being the God of the universe and having control of everything and making sure you're making things happen, well, then you're the God of the universe. Now you need to worry. But if you boast and you know your own weakness, you know that compared to God, he is everything, you are nothing. But you don't focus in your nothingness. You focus in God's everythingness, if you will. And then you trust him. You don't have to worry. You're not in control. Praise God. He's in control. Trust him. May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.